Hello, and welcome to WBAI's debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections, where you will hear from various listener candidates. I am Kate Doran, election specialist at the League of Women Voters of the City of New York, and I am your moderator for this program. The topics to be discussed cover key issues facing WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation. Questions were also submitted directly by WBAI members. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or of WBAI. The program will start with opening statements, followed by a debate covering topics selected from a predefined list, and ending with questions from listener members. The order of candidates and topics has been selected by using a random sequence generator from random.org. This hour, we are joined by Serene Roberts, Dean Lauren, Michael D.D. White, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, and Catherine O'Sullivan. Before the actual debate begins, each candidate will have 1 minute to make an opening statement. Candidates will hear a bell when their time is up. So, Serene, we're ready for your opening statement. So please unmute yourself. Serene, we're ready. You're the first candidate to make an opening statement.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I'm a little surprised that I'm first. The schedule I saw said I was third. But hello, everyone. I'm Serene Roberts. I'm a longtime BAI staff person and longer time BAI listener person. I've run for the board most recently as a listener candidate. I'm here to serve. I want to make Pacifica all that it can be, as we say. I want to see some of the anti-racist, anti-oppression fervor that we saw boiling over into the streets of this country and around the world following the criminal racist murder of George Floyd. I want to see Pacifica bring that to the air, bring that education to the air. I want to see that in effect in our programming, on our boards, at our stations. You can reach me at serene@justiceunity.org. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Dean Lauren. So if you will please unmute yourself, and you have 1 minute to make an opening statement. Dean Lauren, you're up now. Please unmute, Mr. Lauren. I suppose, Mr. Lauren, we should give you another moment to unmute, but then we might have to move on to the next candidate. All right. Let's go with Michael D.D. White, and perhaps we can pick up Mr. Lauren at the end.
Thank you. I'm Michael D.D. White. I'm running for my second 3-year term on the board. I'm a lawyer, but a lot of you probably know me better as a troublemaking activist and writer, as a co-founder of Citizens Defending Libraries, Noticing New York, National Notice. You may notice I'm focusing a lot on getting the right narratives out there and avoiding the kind of corporate control and censorship of the narratives that we see elsewhere. My favorite motto for WBAI is radio for the 99.5%. That to me means big tent, and big tent to me means potentially big audience. There's a lot of success that the alternative left progressive media is having, It tends to be on the internet these days. It's moving, but we need to realize that WBAI needs to be the center of gravity drawing this back, partly because the internet is subject to censorship.
Thank you, Mr. White. Next, we will hear from Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. So please unmute yourself, and you have 1 minute for an opening statement.
Hi, I'm Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, and I am running against the New Day Visigoths trying to make a hostile takeover over Pacifica. I am also against any sort of frequency swap or public service operating agreement that would take away our programming freedom. And I hope to reduce or eliminate infomercials for dubious products during our membership drives. I invite you to see my candidate statement and questionnaire for more details. And you can email me at EEF as in Foreman, www@yahoo.com with any questions you might have. Put your subject line in all caps so it will stand out. Thank you, and I hope you'll vote for me.
Thank you, Ms. Foreman. Next, we will hear from Catherine O'Sullivan. So I ask you please to unmute yourself, and you have 1 minute for an opening statement.
Hello, everybody. My name is Catherine O'Sullivan, and this is my second time running for a position on the local station board. I'm running because I want to see WBAI grow, strengthen, and thrive. We need an alternative to the mainstream narrative that is promoted on most of the other radio media stations. So we need our own place where all the diverse community voices can be heard, and BAI is the place. We offer rich, wide-ranging counter-narratives, and we need to keep our independence. I voted no against the bylaws referendum. We need to keep our independence. Collaboration with the Manhattan Community Network, that's fine, but we have to be independent. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. O'Sullivan. I'm going to give Dean Lauren a chance to make his opening statement. He didn't appear, didn't unmute when we called on him originally. So if you're there, Mr. Lauren, speak up now. Otherwise, we're going to continue. All right, here we go. We're going to move on to the meat of the program, the actual debate. The format consists of assigning one topic to one candidate as determined by the initial random sequence and allowing that candidate 2 minutes to develop an answer. All other candidates following the order defined by the initial random sequence get 30 seconds each to comment. The structure iterates through all candidates until all have had the opportunity to address a topic in depth. So, Serene, the first topic is to you. What are the strengths and weaknesses of WBAI's programming? And should local station board members be involved in determining programming? Please unmute yourself, and you have 2 minutes.
Okay, so the job of the local station board, as the bylaws define it, is to ensure that, with regard to programming, is to ensure that there are clear, transparent, collaborative, respectful discussions around how program changes happen, around how program evaluations happen. So when program after program after program shows up on the air, or disappears from the air without any process that anyone is aware of, that's a problem. That's a primary job and a primary failure of the current LSB. They actually give the program director
sometimes 5 minutes to report and 5 minutes to take questions at local station board meetings. That's a farce. There are huge swaths of our area communities that are not addressed in our programming. We barely have international programming. That's a problem. Additionally, there's supposed to be a community needs assessment process, which is what the Community Advisory Board has been assigned to do. But the Community Advisory Board itself is completely illegitimate. There was never an open call for membership. They have meetings that I believe they have only now begun to record using Zoom. But where previously, you know, you show up, they actually turned off the recording mechanism so that people can, I can't speak to the intent, but these are supposed to be public meetings. There's no recording of the meetings. So if you don't happen to be free on the afternoon they're doing it, you don't know what's being discussed. There's no data that was ever provided with regard to what they're doing to determine the needs of the folks in our listening community. So I would say that the LSB has miserably failed in that regard. And there's a bogus motion that was passed by the LSB claiming that the CAB did all sorts of things that it did not.
Thank you. Michael, if you would please unmute yourself, you have 30 seconds to respond to that.
Thank you. I think there's a lot of good news about the programming on WBAI, and our job is to get that good news out, and that will help us build audience. I think we have opportunities for improving programming, but at the moment, there's surely more than enough than I can listen to myself. The LSB is involved. We all have access to management and the program director for input, and they regularly show up at our meetings. But we can't do it. You know, it's not we can't build a camel. We can only see that they do their job.
Okay. I understand that Dean Lauren has figured out the technical issues which he was experiencing. So, Mr. Lauren, if you'd like to take 30 seconds, you can have them now and respond to the question that is on the table. Well, perhaps he's still struggling. All right, Eleanor, would you please respond to that question that was put to Serene?
I agree with what Serene was saying. And I'd also like to suggest that perhaps we might initiate a program council with listener members, perhaps appointed by the local station board, to devote itself to evaluating individual programs and promoting listener participation in program evaluation and improvement.
Thank you. Catherine, please unmute.
Yeah, well, BAI is only as good as its programming. So having the best programming possible is an ultimate goal that everyone involved in the station needs to have. And I would agree with that whatever will help improve the programming and broaden our listenership is going to be a win-win for everyone involved. So I think that whatever we can do to improve is a good thing.
Thank you. The next question actually is queued up for Dean Lauren, so we'll give him one more chance to let us know that he is here, and I will put that question to him. If not, I'm going to move on to the third question. Mr. Lauren, are you here? All right, moving on. Michael, this is your topic. In your opinion, what is the most important role or responsibility that the local station board has? And how should roles or responsibilities be modified to improve the function of the local station board? You have 2 minutes.
Saying that there's a single most important function, I'm not sure that really works. Sometimes you think you're going to be doing one thing. In the last 3 years, the feedback we've gotten is that we've accomplished more than any local station board has in a three-year period. But that was in the face of three consecutive crises. So when those crises came up, they were the priority. There was a shutdown of the station. And there were, questions about whether the local station board was even conceived to exist at the time. And then there were two successive attacks with the anti-democracy bylaw referendums that wanted to seize power and probably ultimately destroy WBI, take it off the air. So we fended off all of those three things successfully during the past 3 years and got more done than I think in any other prior three-year period. But that means evaluating one of the things we do, by the way, is we send good people to the Pacifica National Board. We sent excellent people. So the Pacifica National Board has also been accomplishing a lot, especially financially. I mean, the work of James Sagerton as the treasurer and getting all of our audits squared away and beginning to rein in expenses. WBAI is already the most financially efficient of all of the stations in the network. So if we can just bring some of the other stations in line with what we've accomplished at WBAI and the examples of how to run things efficiently that we can use. But also, the programming is very important. But, we cannot be bureaucratic. The idea that you can't make program changes except through a bureaucracy.
All right. Thank you. Eleanor, if you would please unmute yourself, you have 30 seconds to respond.
The twin responsibilities of the local station board are the approval and oversight of an annual budget proposal for management that's forwarded to the Pacifica National Board, and the power to recommend a pool of candidates for the general manager position, as well as to conduct an annual evaluation of the general manager that can recommend areas for improvement or even lead to a recommendation for dismissal.
All right. Next, we will hear from Catherine for 30 seconds.
Well, I think any board, the importance of operating as a board and a local station board is to be able to achieve goals, work together as a board. Disharmony and obstruction and infighting are the last things that WBAI and Pacifica needs. Unity, we're faced with huge alternatives out there. We need unity.
All right. Serene, if you would unmute yourself, please, you have 30 seconds.
Thanks. There are many responsibilities of the LSB. I would say that if I had to choose one, I would say it is holding management to account and doing evaluations. If you hold management to account, it means you actually have a role. You actually review the budget, review the spending. We are not the most fiscally advanced anything. Our proposed budget is six figures in the negative. We are currently six figures in the negative. We are at least $30,000 overspending every month.
Thank you. All right. The next question will go to Eleanor, and I'm going to give you the question that I think is an important one that we would have put to Dean Lauren if he had been here. What are the strengths and weaknesses of the existing models of fundraising at WBAI and Pacifica? Please propose alternative fundraising ideas or models. Think about the strategy and timeline for the implementation of your alternatives. So please unmute yourself. You have 2 minutes.
You're asking about financial issues?
Yes, that's the question. Yes.
While the extortionate Empire State Realty Trust contract we were bound to after 9/11 for our transmitter created a disastrous debt that has been recently refinanced and which is in the process of being retired with the help of bequests, the fundamental problem is that our audience and support base has shrunk. We need to identify and engage with communities, artists, and activists who will help rebuild and expand that base. We can't rely on foundation grants or corporate underwriting that seek to control the topics we address or the content we broadcast. We need to find new ways to provide content that are more consistent with the media habits of a new generation. As for fundraising, a listener suggested we call up all the people who used to give $150 or more who've stopped doing so to ask what turned them off and how we could make it right. That might give us some ideas. However, we've tapped out many of our listeners and exhausted the old model of on-air marathon fund drives. We could also monetize alternative means of distributing content, including podcasting, YouTube videos, and other platforms, with those who cannot afford it allowed to request being able to listen for free. Our on-air fundraising needs to emphasize the unique value and community service we provide.
Thank you very much. Catherine, would you please unmute yourself? You have 30 seconds to respond.
Yeah, well, again, the funding and the fundraising to me are closely tied to the programming, because if people want to listen to BAI, then, you know, our listener base expands and our donor base will expand. Just, it just will as a function of it. So I say focus on excellence in programming, expanding our base, and yes, using all the alternative platforms that are available. Also, you know, there's a lot of money out there sloshing around. Did you get any of that?
I heard everything except the last couple of sentences. I suppose I can't speak for everyone else.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you've got the gist of it. That's fine.
Okay. So Michael, would you unmute and respond, please?
Yeah, we make more money, do better in fundraising with how we use our airtime than with anything else. And Catherine is right that the other important thing is the bigger the audience, the better the income. In terms of what we're doing, we now have instituted the rotating 52-week fundraising slots, which avoids decreasing our audience, allows us to increase our audience. And we have a opportunities and tremendous ways to make and use this better.
Thank you. Serene, would you please unmute yourself and respond?
WBI's biggest problem, and we have several, but our biggest problem is that people don't know that we're here. People don't know that we're still here, and there are people who have never heard about us. That's a problem. We need a real publicity blast, you know, and you do that by forming collaborations with other people. You do that by getting a social media core, you know, get a high school class, get a college class, make BAI a project for a college class. And in fact, they will share the message that we exist. And we're not broadcasting to the people who are in this.
Thank you very much. All right, this is the final question for this round. Catherine, this is your topic. Please define listener democracy. What is your view on listener democracy? Do you feel listener democracy is working well or poorly at BAI, WBAI and Pacifica? Suggest ways that we can improve listener democracy. Unmute yourself, please, and you have 2 minutes.
Well, I think listener democracy is working fairly well. I think we averted the catastrophe of the very anti-democratic bylaws referendum. So I think our listener democracy is working reasonably. Obviously, it could be better because, but it's hard to get everybody to speak up when if there is sometimes a listeners may not have the wherewithal to actually know how to propose an idea. So I think engaging listeners program by program it will work, you know, and just always make sure that there are the program host, that there's constant, not boring, but constant reminders that listeners should call in about their concerns, and you know, good and bad, and it's democracy. Even our national democracy, it's a growing animal. It doesn't stop, and in fact, it can turn into a monster if it's not cultivated properly. So I think that the listener democracy needs nurturing. It needs to be cultivated, and it should be through the many channels that have already been mentioned, via the programming, via social media, via very good suggestions, Serene, you know, the getting students involved, that gets across the different generations. We do need younger listeners. Personally, I may be delusional, but I feel that radio is going to kind of come back a little bit because people will be very tired of the internet, especially when the search engines don't really deliver what they're meant to anymore.
Thank you. Serene, please unmute. You have 30 seconds.
So I was a long time BAI enthusiast. I've been around WBAI since 1981. Thank you, Samari. And I was one of the prime. I am one of the primary writers for Pacifica Fightback. So many listeners would have gotten our e-blast over the past couple of years as we're dealing with the attempt to unravel Pacifica with undemocratic bylaw changes. And as such, I would say that the ability of members to have a say and to be informed is crucial.
Thank you. Michael, you have 30 seconds, so please unmute and respond.
Listener democracy, accountability to the listeners is what has been preventing the privatizing takeover of Pacifica and WBAI, which is why it's been under attack with these bylaw referendum proposals. We have a listener democracy that is a representative democracy, so the listeners are represented principally through by electing us to the local station board, and then we elect to the national board. But we also get input. We have public comment at every LSB meeting, and there are many channels for input continually.
Thank you. Eleanor, please unmute. You have 30 seconds to respond.
Listeners vote to elect the listener delegates to the LSB, but are often not well enough informed about the issues. There should be regular on-air opportunities for listeners to hear from and communicate with Pacifica National Board directors, as well as the LSB and general manager. Candidate forums need to be held on air with an opportunity for listener questions in advance of ballots going out for LSB elections. There need to be on-air announcement of governance committees and meetings and how listeners can participate.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Could I ask one question? When I was asking, was being asked my question earlier, I had another thought, and since I ended with oodles of time, I wondered if I could please add it.
I would say I'm willing to give you 30 seconds.
Okay. As to how we can try and get more money, which we always need, The Pacifica National Board needs to emphasize collaboration with our affiliates in production of long-form audiovisual documentaries and miniseries that can produce meaningful investigative journalism and coverage of significant national issues that will begin to be set the agenda for the national discourse. The PNB can also encourage the monetization of content from the stations and the Pacifica Radio Archives to produce an income stream for the stations and the foundation.
Thank you very much, Eleanor. I'm sure you're going to get many more opportunities to speak up in response to the next portion of the debate, which is a call in from listeners. So listeners.
I'm sorry, this is Serene.
Yes.
Dean Lawrence says he's been trying to get unmuted.
Listeners can now call in at 212-209-2877. I'll repeat that, 212-209-2877, to ask a question of candidates. Each caller will have 30 seconds and each candidate will have 30 seconds to respond. We will take as many questions as the time permits. So if we have a caller, we'll hear from the first caller.
Hello. Renee? Hello?
Hello, a caller. You're speaking to the moderator. My name is Kate Doran. I'm with the League of Women Voters. Do you have a question for a candidate?
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, my name is Dean Lauren. I'm being blocked from this call. And so I'd like to say about the mergers and acquisition, and Renee doesn't know how to work the machine. I've been waiting to do this, and I didn't even mute myself. So the problem is I would like another opportunity to get on the block because Renee has blocked me from this call. And, you know, as a candidate, I feel outraged that this is going on.
Mr. Lauren,
there is agenda.
This is Steve Zoyner. I'm a local supervisor. We're not blocking you at all. You have to stay muted while you're not speaking so that we can hear the other.
Yes, but I never muted myself. So how could I?
You have to unmute yourself when it's your time to speak. If you can't do that on the phone that you're with, then we'll just leave you unmuted for the rest of it.
So what, I tried star six.
Okay, let's just continue, please.
Are we continuing with Mr. Dean Lauren, or are we waiting for another? All right, I'm going to take a question that I have written here.
Hello, Renee.
I'm going to take a question that was submitted over the past week by a WBAI listener. And the first question is, what is your opinion of the proposed asset sale, mostly of WBAI, that some members of Pacifica are proposing? Which assets would you support or oppose monetizing? And we're going to start with you, Serene, and you have 30 seconds.
I'm opposed to the sale of any of our signals. I think the last time we were really out in the streets en masse was in 1999 when a memo was leaked about a plan to sell WBAI. WBAI is an incredibly valuable piece of property. It's in the middle of the commercial dial, unlike any of the other Pacifica stations. None of our stations should be sold. And I expect that when we organize with strong local boards that are connected to the community, and we use the Pacifica Communications Policy to have the listeners hear from the people they elect on a regular, ongoing basis, we won't be dealing with this stuff.
Thank you, Serene. Dean, if you are here and you can unmute yourself, we would be happy to have you respond to that listener question. All right, we're going to move on to Michael. Would you please unmute yourself? You have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've been fighting the sale and the shrinkage of the New York City public libraries. And when the proposals to sell off assets of WBAI came along, we saw the, all of the parallels. The accountability, the station must remain accountable to the listeners. I know that some of these proposals have been phrased in terms of partnerships, but that's not what they really were. Partnerships are fine, you know, Louis Armstrong Museum, Jalopy. There's lots of opportunities that we should be exploring, but accountability to the listeners must be maintained.
Thank you. Thank you. Eleanor, you have 30 seconds.
Of course we can't sell any of the five stations. The only thing we should be selling, if anything, would be content from the stations and the Pacifica Radio Archives, and exploring the development of the of a Pacifica Internet radio station with original local content, as well as other Pacifica material across the country to improve the value of the Pacifica brand. If we sell any of the stations, if we could, I don't know that it's allowed. It would be terrible.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm advised that we have a caller on the line, so I'm calling on that listener to ask their question.
All right, it's Russell. It's Russell. It's Russell.
Oh, all right. Russell has a question. Do you want to direct it to any particular candidate, Russell?
Well, Catherine O'Sullivan, is she available?
I believe
yes.
So.
Yes.
Okay. My question then real quick is, listeners can be heard through the callers, and I know the callers aren't representative of all the listeners because usually it's obnoxious people that call, but Zabby, another listener, has a proposal that listeners be allowed for $250 an hour to produce an hour of their own show on WBAI. Of course, it would have to be edited. But I'd like to know what Captain thinks of the idea of opening up content to the listeners directly for $250 an hour, because I know a lot of people on BAI have been getting grants to produce shows, and that's not disclosed. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I would need to know a lot more about the details, because I sort of thought that the community network was supposed to cover this, that, you know, that they were, if people wanted to just do a raw program, that that would be where they would go. However, I mean, if somebody had a really great idea for a program, I'm not sure that we should be in the rental business, but I wouldn't rule it out. But I would need a lot more details about where it was going and who its audience was aiming at. So I'm not going to give a yes or no answer to that. I would need more information.
All right. We want to give our other candidates an opportunity to respond to that question. Would you like to start first, Michael?
Yeah, I don't know. $250, I haven't tried to, you know, even start doing the math on that, but we have the 52-week rotating, the rotating fundraising slots. So these are hours that appear in different places. These are great opportunities for putting on new experimental programming. It could be something provided by a listener, but the programming that we put on should be good. It shouldn't be something that's going to drive away, you know, make one listener happy and drive away the other listeners. But any listener who can be doing great programming should be on the air.
All right. Eleanor?
I am against this idea. We're trying to maintain some degree of professionality. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network is where people can go to put on whatever they like for free.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Serene?
Okay. So I think we have had people who've had on guest spots, be a guest DJ. I know that Tony Ryan has done it, and David Kenny has done it. I don't know that it's been done recently, but that's a very different proposal from what I'm hearing here. I think that if WBAI wants to go down that road, it needs to be done very carefully, looking at who's represented, what perspectives are represented, represented because we are what we put on the air, and that already makes a number of us uncomfortable.
Thank you, Serene. We do have one more caller, I'm advised, standing by. We're going to take one more listener question, and then we're going to move on to closing statements. So we're ready for you, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Well, I'd like to say I tune into the Community Advisory Board meetings, not today, but I tune into LSB meetings. And I will say, you know, I point things out that are right there and true. Serene is the only candidate I heard her call into the LSB meeting who speaks openly about equality and fairness and follow the rules. The only one. You tune into a meeting, no one addresses this but her. And that's what I wanted to share today because it's the truth. Thank you.
I didn't hear a question there, so perhaps we could move on to closing statements. Ready for that? Right. So thank you very much, candidates. That does it for the debate questions. Now each candidate will have 1 minute to make a closing statement. Serene, by the random selection, you are up first. You have 1 minute.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I hear you very clearly. I presume the other can as well.
Okay, thanks. So I want to clarify something that I keep hearing batted about. I think there's a lot of confusion. I wish people would actually do some research before they attempt to speak authoritatively on matters. The PSOA, which is a Programming Service Operating Agreement, or which is not a, quote, sale of the signal or lease of the signal, was proposed in 2019 and in 2018, and even before that. In fact, the Pacifica National Board in 2013 put out a request for proposals for a PSOA for WBAI. So those who need information on that, please go to justiceunity.org, justiceunity.org. See what we're talking about, because some of the stuff you're hearing is just incorrect. Please visit also Pacifica Fight Back, because the PacificaFightback.org, because as I said, the folks who came after us under the guise of a bylaws referendum to turn Pacifica over to the Democratic National Party are still here, and they will be back with another referendum before the year is out.
Thank you, Serene. Thank you very kindly. All right, Michael, you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Yeah, briefly, when it comes to Manhattan Neighborhood Network, they were asked to submit a proposal. They never did, perhaps because whatever they submitted might be too frightening in terms of the relinquishment of listener accountability. But when they submit a proposal, we'll look at it. We have a great future ahead of us, and I think a growing audience future ahead of us that is in the tradition of our decades of meeting the Pacifica mission statement. I do believe that it involves a recentering, not eschewing the internet, but a recentering on WBAI, of what WBAI can do as a terrestrial radio station and avoid the censorship of the internet, provide protection. We can be a shelter for the shows that are currently being shut down, and I don't know what's going to come along that's going to be worse. But there are tremendous successes in alternative, less progressive media. They are doing better than the cable networks in many respects. We can recenter much of this happening at Pacifica and WBAI.
Thank you very much. Next, we will hear from Eleanor. You have 1 minute for a closing statement.
A PSOA stands for Public Service Operating Agreement, and a PSOA with Manhattan Neighborhood Network would take away our programming freedom. So as Michael was saying, maybe they never made a concrete offer because they knew it would be unacceptable. I am against such a thing. I am for our working with Manhattan Neighborhood Network without a PSOA in order to branch into audiovisual TV. And I also wanted to mention about programming that the removal of programs and an addition of them and schedule modification has often been too arbitrary. Everything is in the program director's hands. Recently, both a paid staff member and an unpaid staff member were separately criticized in a fundraising star's politics. They were treated differently. I'll also mention I'm a former station unpaid staff member, since I forgot to do that before.
Thank you very much, Eleanor. And finally, we will hear from Catherine, your closing statement. You have 1 minute, so if you would please unmute.
Well, I agree that BAI is going to become increasingly important as a terrestrial radio station. The censorship on the internet is growing, and we need independent voices. We need to be a place where community can get a voice in the ultimately unsuccessful Inwood legal action fight against the Inwood rezoning. The only place we got any airtime was on BAI. So I will be determined to keep our independence, whatever that means. Collaborate, sure. Partner, sure. But independent and accountable to our listeners. That is ultimately what we are. And, so I say vote for me in the indie slate. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm being asked to remind listeners, WBAI listeners, that we will take questions again in the second round of debates. That'll be about halfway through, or approximately 3:20 p.m. So keep listening and be ready with your questions for the next round of candidates. Now, thank you for listening to WBAI's debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections. Again, my name is Kate Doran. I'm the election specialist for the League of Women Voters of the City of New York. During this first segment, we were joined by Serene Roberts, Michael D.D. White, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, and Catherine O'Sullivan. Visit elections.pacifica.org for all questions and to file a ballot request. Make sure to cast your ballot before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, October 15, 2021. And I'm going to remind you again, listeners, of that number where you can call in later. It's 212-209-2877. Thank you very much. debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections.
Hey, Kate.
Yes.
Let's start over.
Oh, all right. Renee told me I should start. All righty. Here we go from the top. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome back to WBAI's debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections, where you will hear from various listener candidates. I am Kate Doran, election specialist at the League of Women Voters of the City of New York, and I'm your moderator for this program. The topics to be discussed cover key issues facing WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation. Questions were also submitted directly by WBAI members. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. The program will start with opening statements, followed by a debate covering topics selected from a predetermined list, and ending with questions from listener members. The order of candidates and topics has been selected by using a random sequence generator from random.org. This hour, we are joined by Jeff Monroe, Nicodemus Nicolutis, M.K. Williams, Claudette Robertson, and Hazel Pinder. Please correct my pronunciation of your names if I've made an error there. I'm sensitive to that, and I'll be happy to make the correction. So before starting the actual debate, each candidate has 1 minute to make an opening statement, and candidates will hear a bell when their time is up. Jeff Monroe, you are the first to make an opening statement, so please unmute yourself.
Greetings. Good evening. My name is Jeff Monroe, also known as Bunukti Kamenthu. I've been a listener at WBAI for about 25 years. I'd like to make sure that my candidacy to the location board includes a wider appeal to its listener base outside of the five boroughs, as important as the five boroughs are. I live in Mount Vernon, organized in Mount Vernon, Lower Westchester County, and I want to be sure that we're listening to all of our members and listener audience outside of New York City, especially in Westchester, Long Island, New Jersey, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Nicodemus Nicolutis. Please unmute yourself, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you. Did perfectly with the name. My name is Nick Nicolutis. I am an adjunct at CUNY, a PSC CUNY union member and rank and file organizer, a member of the Red Wave Collective, and of the Democratic Socialists of America. And I'm running for this seat on the local station board because I believe in public radio, and I believe that it can be and is the heart of every community. And I believe in WBAI's mission and want to help reshape the future of the station, not just financially, but to help it become a more community-focused outlet for people to express concerns that are particular. Thanks.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from M.K. Williams. 1 minute you have.
Hi, I usually go by Kay Williams. I've been a loyal listener supporter of WBAI since 1972. I'm a member of the Indy Caucus, Independent Caucus. In the 1980s, I chaired a WBAI listeners group called the Free Speech Radio Alliance. Among other things, we fought censorship at the station, and we also got the local board opened up to the public again. I want BAI, most of all, to continue as WBAI. I want producers to continue to produce their programs free of censorship and also within the guidelines, which are well provided by the Pacifica mission statement. I want BAI to grow its listenership and solve its financial problems. We have a lot of problems, and I believe that working together, we can solve them. In order to do that, we may need to tolerate each other's differences a little more. Long live BAI.
Thank you very much. Next, we will hear from Claudette Robertson. Please unmute yourself, and you have 1 minute. Claudette Robertson, are you with us? I'm told that we do not see her, so we're going to move on to Hazel Pinder.
Hello to my fellow WBAI listeners, members, and staff. This is Hazel Pinder, a retired school teacher who often incorporated programming in lessons. My students were fascinated with the compelling content, and they encouraged their parents to listen to shows such as Talk Back, Law and Disorder, and Democracy Now! I'm proud to have played a part in the development of Mind Fields, which can be heard on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. I advocated and voted no in the bylaws referendum because it's important that members have a voice in our station. I'm also a member of the Committee of Inclusion, which reviews station diversity. You can reach me at justiceandunity.org. And let's gift a strong BAI to the next generation.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on to the body of the debate. The format consists of assigning one topic to one candidate as determined by the initial random sequence and allowing that candidate 2 minutes to develop an answer. All other candidates following the order defined by the initial random sequence get 30 seconds each to comment. This structure iterates through all candidates until all have had the opportunity to address a topic in depth. All right. Jeff, the first topic is to you. What is your understanding of how programming decisions, for example, removal of programs, addition of new programs, schedule modifications, and more, are currently made at WBAI? And what do you think is the most important criteria to take into account when evaluating programs? How should listener members be involved in programming evaluation? So you have 2 minutes, Jeff, so if you would unmute yourself.
Thank you. My understanding of how the current decisions are made seem to be mostly, now to fully answer the question, I believe the decisions on programming are made largely based on how revenue is generated through fund drives. And the listenership or membership, more appropriately, responds to fund drives, and whether fund drive revenues are very responsive to particular producers or talent seems to be the most likely successful predictor of any program schedule, it seems. Station decisions, management decisions to pull or modify programming schedule seems to be mostly hinged on who brings in the most or least money. Unfortunately, I think that's not sustainable. I think many of the communities in this area are communities, especially communities of color, communities that have been largely taken out of or pushed out of economic models of self-sustenance. And while they're mostly dependent on WBAI for truthful and sustainable information to serve their best interests, they are paradoxically unable to be most financially or fiscally sound. So the actual model to depend on our most needy communities for fiscal membership or fund drive response, I believe, needs to be looked at more carefully in terms of how the station relates to its audience. How the management properly responds to audience programming, I think, is something that requires a little more democratic practice on the station's part. I think our station board could be a little more diligent in the way that our bylaws instruct us to be in evaluating our management program and programming and management programming to be actually responsive to the needs of the listenership. I think if the listenership were more well addressed in the needs of their daily lives, I think would have better responses. I think people would be more self-sacrificial in whatever way they could be when they make decisions to donate freely or become members on a sustaining basis. I think that's what we need to be doing more at WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Nick, you have 30 seconds. Please unmute yourself for your comments.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, and I really agree with a lot of what Jeff said there. I think that what's really, really important is that we institute and democratize the decision-making around programming. Of course, financial concerns are always important. That can't be the end-all, be-all when it comes to decisions about what is on air. There has to be a democratic input from communities who we're trying to reach, whether that means...
Thank you. Next, we will have 30 seconds from Kay. Please unmute yourself.
Well, I don't think financial should be the only criteria. I think it's one of the criteria. If there's a worthy program that meets, is well documented, meets specific guidelines for its mission, which includes hearing from voices that are not usually heard, then I don't think such a program should be pulled. I think maybe if it's not pulling in listeners, then the time, you might play around with the time so that the program can find its listeners. But I think that it's complicated.
Thank you. Next, Claudette, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds. All right, we'll move on to Hazel. You have 30 seconds, Hazel.
Hi, our listener members can become involved. I agree with the other candidates said, by the way, by sending their ideas and suggestions for new or existing shows to Linda Perry Barr. They can also reach out to their favorite producers with interesting topics they'd like to see covered by their favorite producers. So that's one way they can become involved. And I agree with the others where it shouldn't be financial with who brings in the most money. Their show gets more airtime than the other shows.
Thank you. Thank you, Hazel. All right. The next topic goes to Nicodemus, also known as Nick. What is your vision for the future of WBAI and Pacifica as a whole? What types of changes do you see necessary for WBAI and Pacifica to continue in the near future? Please unmute yourself, and you have 2 minutes.
Great, thank you. And I think that this is a really important question coming from the history of the last several years of where WBAI has been financially. And I think that there is a bright future ahead if we do a couple things. And those things to me are, like I've said previously, are really building a robust democratic system for programming issues, as well as trying to find a way to localize our content. We live in, you know, greatest city in the world, and we have such amazing talent here. And I think we can do a lot by trying to really integrate ourselves within the community, bringing in community activists, artists, writers, musicians, DJs, and really trying to build a robust network of support in the city that can lead to a sustaining future that isn't reliant on fund money, corporate money, grants money, and really build a sustaining base of listeners, which can, you know, keep us going through the times that we need it the most, as well partnering with local people to build more robust listener funding packages, creating a situation where there's intense and robust and enthusiastic buy-in from the local community to really sustain us, like I said, into the future and democratize the way that things are done, whether that means, you know, more people into meetings. Someone in the last block talked about having more announcements on the station about inner workings of the radio station, holding more information sessions. And really, I think, like I said, the community that we're in is so diverse and important and robust that I think looking towards that for a sustained future is really important.
Thank you. Thank you. Kay, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds to comment on this question. Kay, would you unmute yourself, please? You have 30 seconds. You're up now. Nope, you're still muted, Kay. We can't hear you. Unmute. Unmute.
Okay. Could you refresh my memory what the question was? I was fussing with my new iPad for a minute.
Whoa, I'm not sure how much I can say because the meat of it was your fellow candidate's response, but it's on the vision of the future for WBAI and Pacifica.
Oh, okay. I think we can combine fundraising and expanding listenership into the same campaign. We can plan our fundraisers in a way that we publicize them in order to bring in new listeners. And this might require some brainstorming and creative thinking and getting together with people who know the communities in New York the best. So that's what I think my expertise with community group fundraising would best lend itself to.
Thank you. Hazel, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds to comment.
I believe that a negotiated partnership that's agreed to by both parties is something that should be explored. I believe we need to dramatically reduce on-air fundraising and come up with a business model that promotes our wonderful programs and our producers. We need to promote off-air fundraising. I used to be come to a lot of programs, I mean, fundraisers that were on the pier or at bookstores, book signings, social gatherings. It was so much fun.
Thank you. Jeff, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds now. Jeff? You have 30 seconds, Jeff.
No. Can you hear me? So I believe that we have to maximize other technologies, including video and internet-enabled technologies, to better connect with our community that's more internet-based. Podcast creation, podcast streaming, and I think archival or direct media aspects of technology will better connect us to not just younger audiences, but also audiences that are not necessarily connected as schedules may allow them to be in a car when they might listen to radios, or maybe they're home. I think that's what we should consider. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, we're moving on now. Kay, this is your topic. What are the strengths and weaknesses of the existing models of fundraising at WBAI and Pacifica? Please propose alternative fundraising ideas and models. Think about the strategy and the timeline for the implementation of your alternatives. So please now unmute yourself, and you have 2 minutes to respond to that question.
Well, I know there's a proposal to move to 52 weeks a year fundraising and away from so many fundraising drives where people actually tune out, when they know it's just a fundraising drive. I would need to hear more about that proposal in order to find out whether that's how feasible that is, but it might be an opportunity. I've already said I do agree with off-air fundraisers. I know there used to be WBAI craft shows. There used to be, I think pull in some celebrities to help us publicize some of these events that would actually bring in more people. And this all has to be, this is going to require work, and it requires probably committee, a very diverse committee to plan it. And that's what I think the direction I think we need to go, both for the life of BAI as well as to fundraise.
Thank you. Hazel, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds to respond and comment.
One weakness is that we need more buddies to sign up. Another weakness is we use the same premiums over and over again. We need to come up with new premiums that are interesting. Maybe producers can work with other producers to combine their shows and come up with special programming to build up our listenership. I support BAI by purchasing books, DVDs, CDs, and other premiums. But we do need other methods of fundraising.
Thank you. Jeff, you're up next. Unmute, please. You have 30 seconds.
Right now, I believe probably our point of weakest, I think service to our community is the inability to really reach out and get feedback. The minimum two town hall a year suggestions in our bylaws seem not even to be heeded at all. Having monthly meetings by Zoom, and I understand COVID-related issues notwithstanding, seem to have been just used as excuses to stay away from our audience. I think that needs to end.
Thank you. Nick, please unmute. You have 30 seconds.
I like a lot of the suggestions that have been said so far, especially ideas of thinking of ways outside of traditional fundraising models, you know, events that can be put on with local talents or talent taken from WBAI, as well as alternative kinds of fundraising models such as different kinds of packages, people being able to choose amongst the different kinds of packages, pairing them with something that they're interested in.
Thank you. The final question goes to you, Hazel. In your opinion, what is the most important role or responsibility that the local station board has? And how should roles or responsibilities be modified to improve the function of the local station board? Please unmute yourself. You have 2 minutes.
The most important role, you said, for the local station board member? Well, my job is to the people. We're responsible to the members. We are their voice. We are their representative. And I think that's the most important job as a listener candidate and member. We are responsible to our membership. We like them to give us their ideas, and both good and bad, about how we're doing, how the station is being run. And they can, you know, reach me with their comments at justiceandunity.org. I'm also a member of the Committee of Inclusion, as I said before. I was also part of Fight Back, where I made phone calls and spoke to listeners. And a lot of listeners complained about their shows being changed, preempted for fundraising. A lot of them complained about the same premiums all the time, or that they gave particular attention to certain shows and not to other shows. So I believe the most important job is to be accountable to the member listenership. Thank you, Hazel.
Jeff, please unmute. You have 30 seconds to comment and respond.
I think we could, I'm sorry, could you clarify the question again, please?
The question concerns the roles, what you believe to be the most important role or responsibility of the local station board, and how would you modify that perhaps?
Thank you. I think in terms of oversight and managerial evaluation, which our board charter seems to be very clear on, is where we could do a lot better. Regular feedback and regular instruction to our management and programming management, general management and programming management could be a lot more reflective of our community's needs. And of course, that would come from the LSB's actual interaction with our audience, which would be more, I think, more present. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick, you have 30 seconds, if you would unmute and respond.
I think an important aspect of being on the board is to be a reflection of the listeners. And really trying to reflect their values and their desires from the station. And as well, working to secure the financial and programming future of the station. So it's an incredibly important job with many different ins and outs. But at the end of the day, it's about making sure that we are a voice of the listeners and keep.
Okay. You have 30 seconds to comment and respond.
Okay, in general, I would say I think the producer should be responsible for the creative aspect, and the local board should be responsible for almost everything behind the scenes. So that includes fundraising, it includes oversight, it includes regulatory, it includes getting us back with CPB funding, those are big tasks and sometimes not so rewarding, or fun tasks. But I think those are the things that the local board really needs to take care of.
Thank you. Now we come to the portion of the program where listeners can call in. The number is 212-209-2877. And they can put questions to you candidates. Each caller will have 30 seconds and each candidate will have 30 seconds to respond. And we will take as many questions as the time permits. So let's see, do we have any callers? If we do not, I have questions that were submitted over the past week by listeners, which I can put to you candidates. No callers? All right. So the first question is, WBAI needs to make a great many changes going forward if it is to survive. Which areas should be priorities? Possibilities include technology, training, outreach, fundraising. We'll start with you, Jeff. You have 30 seconds.
Well, I've said already that I do believe our internet-enabled technology should be put more heavily into play. I think video platforms should be included on our website. I think radio current platforms that are already on terrestrial radio should be put into, if they want to, put into play in the field so that video content could be added to their on-air content. I think that would make us more appealing.
All right. Nick, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, changes. I agree with that. I think, bringing in more technology, podcasts are really, a way a lot of people listen to news and get their information. So I think trying to figure out a way to, get the content of WBAI into that kind of space would be really important, and get people to listen to those shows and kind of get that, as a pipeline towards listening to the actual station.
Thank you. Kay, you have 30 seconds.
Well, I'm just going to ditto all of the above. I think there's some really good suggestions here, and we just need to work harder to actually do the work, to get together and do the work.
All right. Hazel, unmute, please.
Okay, I think I'm can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I believe that BAI should develop creative off-air fundraising, such as maybe a monthly teaching session where we could feature an invited guest and we could discuss current event topics, or maybe we could have a bi-monthly documentary movie showing as a premium. We could even hold events where authors could discuss their latest books. So this would be a welcome change from the, you know, monotonous food drives. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Another question that was submitted over the past week by a listener is, what is your opinion of the proposed asset sale, mostly of WBAI, that some members of Pacifica proposed? Which assets would you support or oppose monetizing? So, Kay, you have 30 seconds.
Well, I have opposed these proposals every time they're proposed. I don't know why they keep popping up. It's kind of like a whack-a-mole game. I think if we cannot have one station within Pacifica cannibalize another station to survive. We all need to survive. We need to get Pacifica's message out nationwide. And I don't think we should be talking about selling off any stations at all.
I'm hearing from the team behind the scenes that we have four callers, but I would like to be able to be fair here and give the other three candidates an opportunity. So if you could just be very quick, maybe under 30 seconds, the question of the asset sales. So you're next, Hazel.
No asset sales. We will never sell BAI or any of the other stations. It's out of the question. Absolutely not. We will do whatever we can. I will do whatever I can, you know, to keep this station alive and the other stations. No sale of any of our stations.
Thank you. Jeff, in under 30 seconds, please.
Yes, I'm opposed to any asset sales right now. I don't believe any of our infrastructure should be compromised, especially in that we haven't really exercised the flexibility to look at other ways of revenue generation. I think asset sales or any kind of compromise on the current infrastructure is a really dangerous option, considering that we really haven't looked at better modalities for getting in revenue. So,
Nick, could you respond quickly because we have callers waiting?
Yeah, just to get to the callers, I agree. We're not selling anything. If I'm on the board, I will work every single day to not sell anything.
Thank you. Okay, so we could have hear from our first caller then.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello? I hope the candidates can.
Oh, sure, okay. Well, I just had a quick question. So that Spanish show that usually comes on the 3 isn't going to be on today with the cool Spanish guy?
I'm sorry.
At 4:30.
Oh, he's coming on at 4:30?
Okay, oh, we got a quick answer to that one.
Everything on BAI has always been very cool, but I'd like to hear more like 70s funk stuff like Bootsy Collins and George Clinton. Thanks a lot. Your station's okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay, let's have our next caller then, please.
Am I next? My name is Rosalind.
Thank you, Rosalind.
I'm calling because one of the things that you talk about assets and deliveries, I am waiting since March to get a premium that I ordered from Gary Knowles. I've called about 5 or 6 times, or maybe more, since my check was cashed in March of this year. I still have not received my merchandise, my premium, whatever you call it. But if that's one of the things that's disillusioning, please check and see what happened to my order.
I think we should hear from the candidates how they would handle this sort of thing. Let's start with you, Nick.
Yeah, if I were currently on the board, which I'm not, I'm running for the first time, I would be calling you right after I was done with this to see how we can get you that thing that you paid for.
Jeff?
Yeah, I've had my own experience with premiums or merchandise not being delivered, and I think better systemic solutions to listener connections, especially follow up after fundraising, would solve or mitigate this kind of problem. I think we would definitely do better at having individuals assigned to following up with listenership and or anyone who fundraises or helps to fundraise and expects delivery. So constant communication, I think, would be better here.
Thank you. Hazel?
Yes. I've talked to several members about this problem. You know, when I talk to people in the street about BAI, they always mention not receiving their premium. It is a big problem. I know they're working on it at the station. There's someone who volunteers and comes in. Unfortunately, it's only one person. We've had to cut our staff by 60%, you know, due to that takeover in October of 2019. So, we're working on it. I know it does take some time. Be patient and contact Berthold Reimers, the general manager.
Thank you. Kay, the premium question.
Well, I think maybe that should be another working committee on the local board, is to supervise who's supervising premiums, including sometimes maybe producers offer premiums and they don't have enough of what they're offering to supply the demand. So that needs to be looked at also.
Thank you. Do we have time for any more callers? Do we have any other callers?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello. Your question,
hi.
Please.
Yeah, I have a question. Does the local station board and WBAI programming reflect the diversity of New York City, which is now majority people of color and indigenous people? And also, number two, do you support anti-racist training for the local station board?
Thank you for your question. We're going to start this time with Jeff.
Thank you. I think the first part of that question, I don't have data to back this up. My experience as a listener is that WBAI has lagged somewhat in keeping up with the cultural, social diversity of our listening audience. I think we certainly could do better at that. And of course, I advocate for more communication with more of our listening range, our radius, frankly. Not just the five boroughs, but frankly, the entire 80 something miles that we broadcast to. The secondary part, I certainly believe that we should do more to, I'm forgetting what the last part of the
question. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Let's move on to Hazel.
Okay. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh my, I didn't write it down. this was from a caller. Something about diversity training. Diversity training, I believe, and racial sensitivity?
Yeah, of course I would support that. I'm on the Committee of Inclusion, and that's our job to bring in people from different ethnic backgrounds and racial backgrounds. We welcome members' comments. Please write to us with your thoughts. Justiceandunity.org. You can go to WBAI.org and leave a comment. You can contact Linda Perry Barr or Berthold Reimers. That's the station manager and the program director. And let them know how you feel.
Thank you. Kay, you're next with a response.
Well, I'm just now finishing up a program called the Dharma of Anti-Racism. It was a 20-something week study group, and I recommend it for everyone, whether you're listener, producer, staff, local board, whoever. And I always support diversity
I think there always needs to be more. As long as someone doesn't tell me they're a Trumper or they want to sell BAI, I support diversity.
Okay. Nick, you're last for this listener question.
Yeah, certainly. The board could do a better job. It's diverse, but it could always be more diverse. And I think, you know, part of that diversity is really listening to people's concerns about programming and issues on the station.
All right. I'm told, thank you. I am told that we have time for one more caller. So caller, please ask your question.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. In your opinion, the candidates, in their opinion, what can be done about offsetting the constant Pacifica actions or suits that keep coming up every year or every other year? And since they're drawing on our funds, what do you think could be done to offset that constant barrage of attacks on our fundings?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. We're going to start this time with Hazel.
Okay, I think we need to bring management, the paid and unpaid staff, along with our listener members, and plan for the future of WBAI so we can, you know, tackle our financial problems. We can diversify our funds. You know, there's so much that we can do, but we need participation from all the parties involved.
Thank you. Kay? You can respond to this listener.
I agree with Hazel. I think we need the involvement of all the parties involved with WBAI. If we strengthen WBAI in the ways that we've all been talking about, I think we can maybe resist some of these attacks. I think we need to approach whoever is behind the attacks and figure that out and see if there's any other way to deter them from making these attacks.
Thank you. Nick will be next.
Yeah, I think three things really important: independence, local control, and strong programming are what can fight against these kinds of attacks on the station. And you know, in the last bylaws vote, the producers were really important in getting around that and stopping that from happening. And so, you know, the community of listeners and producers and board members coming together as a strong block against that kind of privatization is really what's going to save.
Thank you. Next and last, we'll hear from Nick. Pardon me, Jeff. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Jeff.
Yes, I believe any attacks on the station are essentially attacks on democratic process. I think the fact is that WBAI stands alone as a media platform that stands for self-determined voices. So obviously we're going to sustain these kind of offensive, whether they are in technology, in politics, and in economics. I think, frankly, the best defense on our part is, frankly, a strong offense. We need to represent our voices, just voices of justice, voices of solidarity. And I think that's where we need to go.
Thank you. Thank you all. Now it is the time for the closing statements. And again, I have a random order here that I've been given. Each candidate will have 1 minute for a closing statement. And Jeff, you're up first.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Kate, and the electoral supervisorial team to, you know, for the opportunity to do this. I think I'd like to close out really by reaffirming that our Justice and Unity slate will always be consistent with the work that many of our activists and producer candidates have always been consistent with representing. We represent service to our communities, service to our our listener audience, service to humanity, frankly. And I think that can be proven in many of our individual stories. You can find our stories on justiceunity.org. That's justiceunity, one word, .org. And you'll find all our candidates there. If I could backtrack one moment to answer a question I flawed on two or three questions ago, I certainly support anti-racist training. I would assert any aspect of non-white, non-Euro ethnic or anti-colonial voices that come from self-determined voices of people, of all peoples. And I think that's where, if you vote for us on Justice Unity slate and for the LSB, you'll find our best work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nick, you're up next. You have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for making this happen and everyone else listening out there and participating in this. And I hope that you consider me. I just want to reiterate in closing here that I believe in the importance of WBAI's mission and its position, not just in New York, but in progressive radio broadcasting in general. And if I'm on the board, I will work to secure not just WBAI's financial future, but secure its place in the community with quality programming, which reflects its listenership, which I think is so crucial for us, is to really get the voices of the community into this and build a strong community base and get more and to make the station more independent. And I'll as well support the paid and unpaid staff of the station as well. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Next, Kay, you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Well, I know that people wear several hats sometimes. I'm proud to support the Indy or Independent Caucus because I think we wear one hat, which is WBAI. And that doesn't mean we can't work together with people who wear more hats, but that's the caucus that is the most loyal to actually preserving BAI as BAI. And I think we need to focus on that, and that's important to me. And I do appreciate hearing from all the candidates. I think some really great ideas have come forth. I haven't been able to take notes, but I will review the content. And I think that we do need to utilize our creativity to get this ball rolling. That's about it.
Thank you. And last, we will hear from Hazel. You have 1 minute, Hazel, to make your closing statement.
Okay, this is Hazel Pinder again. I'm running because I believe that a strong BAI is essential in society today. There's so much misinformation that's being put out in the media today, but you know, you can always count on BAI to give you the truth. I've been a dedicated listener, supporter, and member for over 35 years. And I value freedom of expression and the exchange of ideas. And I pledge that I will do all I can to preserve the survival of BAI. And with your support, I can continue to fight the good fight and enable this station to thrive and grow for another 61 years. I'm with the Justice and Unity slate, and please consider my candidacy. Thank you very much. And please help us save this station.
Thank you all. Thank you all. And thank you, listeners, for listening to WBAI's debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections. Again, I am Kate Doran, and I am the election specialist for the League of Women Voters of the City of New York. We were joined during this segment by Jeff Monroe, Nicodemus Nicolaudis, Kay Williams, and Hazel Pinder. Visit elections.pacifica.org for all questions and to file a ballot request. Make sure to cast your ballot before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, October 15th, 2021. And be ready in the next segment, listeners, for your question, to call in your questions. That number is 212-209-2877. 7-7. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to WBAI's debate series for the 2021 local board delegate elections, where you will hear from various listener candidates. I am Kate Doran, election specialist at the League of Women Voters of the City of New York, the moderator for this final program segment. The topics to be discussed cover key issues facing WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation. Questions were also submitted directly by WBAI members. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. The program will begin with opening statements, followed by a debate covering topics selected from a predetermined list. And it will end with questions from listener members. The order of candidates and the topics has been selected by using a random sequence generator from random.org. This hour, we are joined by Scotty Battle, John Hoffman, John Brinkley, Benjamin Garone Kane, and Sarah Kleppner. Before starting the debate, each candidate will have 1 minute to make an opening statement. Candidates will hear a bell ring and they will know at that time that their time is up. So to start us off with a candidate opening statement, we have Scotty Battle. So if you would please unmute yourself, sir, you have 1 minute. Thank you.
I believe I'm unmuted. My name is Scotty Battle. I am a Newark Public Schools teacher in New Jersey. I've been listening to WBAI for the entire 20 years I've been in New Jersey. And before that, I did listen to the West Coast station KPFK. I'm not a particularly political person. However, I get all of my political information, a lot of health information, news and inspiration in general from WBAI. And I was actually requested to try to join the board. And I realized that it's time in life to start to participate more than just financially to WBAI. I am enthusiastic. I love the station with all my heart and soul. I share it with pretty much every person I ever meet. I've actually played the station in my classroom with my students. And, you know, I've also experienced the difficulties with listening to conflicts. And I don't know a lot about those problems, but I know that we can all work together to bring the station into the next glory age that it is intended to be. And again, I'm with the Indy Slate.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from John Hoffman. Please unmute yourself, John, and you have 1 minute.
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is John Hoffman, and I also am running on the Indy Slate. This is the first time I've run for the board of WBAI, but I have previous board experience in my condo association, and I feel my role or what I can contribute to the board would be to help provide a solid financial foundation, which would allow additional content and more diverse content to flow through to the station. I have worked in finance and budgeting my whole work career. I'm ending my work career within the next year. So I want to kind of bring that experience to a station that I've listened to for my whole life. I grew up in Brooklyn. I still listen today. I contribute regularly and I'm looking forward to asking for your consideration for my vote.
Thank you. John Brinkley, you are up next.
John. Good afternoon. My name is John Brinkley, and I'm running with the Justice and Unity campaign. I want a strong station with all board members kept informed about station projects and all staff treated fairly and respectfully. When previously on the LSB, I brainstormed and implemented successful fundraising ideas, helped develop a detailed sustainability plan, and was elected chair unanimously and consecutively by a divided board. This year, my work with the People's Organization for Progress made possible the placement of a free WBAI billboard on the New Jersey Turnpike. Our station has too much to offer to remain anyone's secret. Please vote for me and all the Justice and Unity candidates. You're on mute, Kate.
Forgive me. Next, we will hear from Benjamin Garin-Kane. You have 1 minute.
Thanks, Kate. My name is Benjamin Garin-Kane. I'm a listener to WBAI for the past 10 years, a member for several. I think we fall short on our outreach and our interaction with local communities, and our programming could be a little broader and could be a little more diverse. So that's what I aim to do as a board member, to support the station management in locating the next generation of BAI hosts who can replicate the quality and the diversity and the individuality of the programming we have now. We are a tri-state region of 18 million people, and I certainly think the reservoir is deep, both for new on-air talent and for new listeners to build our membership. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll hear from Sarah Kleppner. You have, Sarah, 1 minute, so please unmute yourself.
Thanks. And thank you, Kate, and to the League of Women Voters for your moderation, and greetings to all. So I'm a grassroots event planner and publicist here in Monmouth County, New Jersey. I've also written several successful grants. Professionally, I'm pursuing the alternate route to teaching ESL. So I'm running with Justice and Unity, a group that I first met when I got involved with BAI politics to oppose the firing of Bernard White, the program director, in 2009. Please check out our entire slate at justiceunity.org. Justice and Unity reflects my anti-racist, anti-capitalist, and anti-imperialist orientation, which must be strengthened on our airwaves at this time of heightening social polarization, climate catastrophe, extractive capitalism, and militarism. This is more important than ever.
Thank you. All right. We will now move into the body of the debate. The format consists of assigning one topic to one candidate as determined by the initial random sequence and allowing that candidate 2 minutes to develop an answer. All other candidates following the order defined by the initial random sequence get 30 seconds each to comment or respond. This structure iterates through all candidates until all have had the opportunity to address a topic in depth. Scotty, the first topic is for you. Do you think that those who vote and run in delegate elections and referendums are representative of the listener sponsor population? And how can we increase participation from the community WBIA serves? Please unmute yourself. You have 2 minutes.
With the last part of that question?
Yes. How can we increase participation from the community which WBAI serves?
So as I listened to the former debates, and I believe there is diversity, or at least increasing diversity. There are people of different ethnicities, people of different genders, people from different points of view. The information is accessible to listeners. It's on the website. If you listen to the station, you hear it on the programs. But it could also be broadcast maybe a little more frequently, maybe included in if there's a mailer that goes out. There are maybe other ways that we can expand the potential for more people to become involved in it. But we have to discuss that and be creative with our thinking.
Okay. John Hoffman, if you would please unmute, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you so much. I think that the station is fairly representative of the communities that it serves. Is it perfectly representative? No, it probably never could be. The opportunity for the station, though, is to become more public-facing or more in the public eye and appeal more to other communities, right? This is an opportunity to basically grow the audience. And that can be done a variety of different ways. I feel the most important way to grow an audience is to stabilize the station first.
Thank you. John Brinkley, you have 30 seconds. So if you would please unmute.
Yes, I think that putting the billboard up helped because it allowed people at least to get the numbers and the website. I think we need to do more outreach, attend community functions. I do think that once a person turns on the radio station, that this ongoing on-air fundraising kind of is okay when they first hear it. But after that, again and again, they're gone. They don't want to hear the same thing over and over again. So outreach and better reduction of on-air fundraising.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkley. Next, we'll hear from Benjamin. Unmute yourself, please. 30 seconds.
Yep. Sure. Thank you. I agree with much of what was said. I think the delegates and the current members are representative of WBAI's current listenership. I think there's communities which we haven't tapped, though. Bringing in representatives of this community is critical to ensuring that we keep diversity or we expand diversity and we find new topics to cover on air. So I think, again, it's a matter of outreach. It's a matter of being in touch with local communities.
Thank you. Sarah?
Now, this is a question about the representation of existing members in elections.
Yes. Do you think those who vote and run in delegate elections and referendums are representative of the listener sponsor population?
Yeah, it's hard for me to answer that question without being on the inside. But I would say in order to increase participation, because I know it is low, so overall the numbers are low. I don't know what the demographics are, but we should rely on existing activist members and listeners, listener members, to contact the members who are less active. Phone calls, online surveys. There's a lot of legwork that needs to be done to involve people.
Thank you. All right. We're moving on to the second topic. John Hoffman, this is your topic. What are the strengths and weaknesses of WBAI's programming? And should the local station board members be involved in determining programming? Please unmute yourself and you have 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I think some of the strengths are very well known. The station appeals to a diverse constituency and it does a particularly good job of creating programming that meets the needs of, or tries to meet the needs of that constituency. Some of the opportunities I think for the station is again to kind of establish itself in a more stable environment so that it appeals to other content creators or other points of view over and above what we currently have on the station today. And I think to some degree, the local station board has numerous responsibilities. I've already talked about financial, but also to kind of lay the groundwork so that content providers and quality programming becomes the most important part of WBAI on a regular basis, because I think in turn that will help to grow the audience in the future.
Thank you. John Brinkley, please unmute yourself. You have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think one main strength is that it does provide access to different communities via the producers. They bring on different folks. I think part of the weakness is that we have sometimes the schedule gets moved around and people don't know how to find the program that they like. And again, we have too much on-air fundraising that wears people out and pushes them away.
Thank you. Benjamin, you're next. Please unmute. You have 30 seconds.
Sure. I also agree that there's too much on-air fundraising, and some of the content, which it seems like is attracting the most donors, is not particularly in line with what the station should be about. I'm not sure how to solve that irony. But again, I think locating new content, communities which aren't currently represented on FM radio, to have their representatives represent their viewpoints is critical.
Thank you. Sarah, you have 30 seconds. Please unmute.
Yeah, so strengths, you know, I appreciate that we hear from Small World Productions the very distressing information about the developments in the climate. I think that we need to hear more about the situation with the climate catastrophe on planet Earth, and most importantly, how communities can adapt. There is a need, and the board is tasked with doing needs assessments in communities across the listening area. So
thank you. Scotty, you have 30 seconds. Please unmute. Scotty, you have 30 seconds for your comments or response.
Oh, it was Tucky. So I believe WBA is the most diverse station that I've ever listened to, certainly in New York City and anywhere else. I know there are friends of mine who listen to it from abroad via the website. But I think as I look down the list of programs, I mean, I listen to two dozen different programs over the time that I've listened, but there may not be as many programs that represent maybe the Latino population in consideration of the number of Latino people in New York City, as I understand it. And I noticed there are almost twice as many news and information programs as music and arts. So, you know, most people that I know of also listen to the radio for inspiration and music. And there are times in the day when I hear nothing but news.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on now to our third topic. John Brinkley, this is for you. What is your vision for the future of WBAI and Pacifica as a whole? What types of changes do you see necessary for WBAI and Pacifica to continue in the near future? Please unmute yourself, and you have 2 minutes.
Okay, my vision for the BAI and for Pacifica is for it to be a stronger, stable, media outlet, that it should, and I heard this in the other debates, that it should try to expand into a visual component, and that primarily it needs to ensure its financial stability. I think that a lot of the things, the aspirations that we have are limited because we don't have the financial underpinning. I know the station at BAI, I believe in 2014 or so, got its staff cut down. And now it has Bertol and Linda and a few others trying to do multiple tasks. So in order for us to be a viable station that can meet our aspirations, we need to ensure our financial stability and future. We can then do more outreach to the various communities that we need to outreach to, both here in New Jersey. New Jersey should have more access, and all the diverse communities that are the richness of the culture in this area. So I had proposed that we look at what Democracy Now! does and has some underwriting that would allow us to have some stability. I think that if we have our attorneys look at the various foundations that provide funds without any restrictions in terms of our content and so on, that can be a bridge so that we can reduce honorary fundraising, increase our listenership, and have less reliance on that source of funding.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkley. Benjamin, would you please unmute? You have 30 seconds to respond to this question.
Yes, I think WBAI is very high quality content right now. I can't speak on emerging into other forms of tech because I'm not a tech enthusiast. I'm not a someone knowledgeable of podcasts. I think we definitely need to find our financial footing, and the way I know how to do that is expanding listenership. I think we decades ago had many more listeners, and it was mentioned on the most recent LSB meeting that the sister station in either Berkeley or LA has 33% more listeners than us, and we're in a bigger region. So we need to do outreach. We need to build membership.
Thank you. Thank you. Sarah, you're next. You have 30 seconds, so please unmute.
Yes. The tagline for BAI has been Peace and Justice Radio. To put a few more words behind that, this is a station that is forging a path forward for humanity. And there are many dimensions to that. And while the arts are important and are part of the mission of Pacifica, I do look more at the social, political, and environmental challenges. And I think we want to make a big push in terms of advertising and social media.
Thank you, Sarah. Scotty, you're next. So if you would please unmute, you have 30 seconds.
We need to maintain our strong broadcasting signal, but also, of course, move into the podcasting era. Our website has begun to evolve already. I don't know if you've noticed. There is a link for podcasts, and there are some additions to that link already. So increasing that, spreading our message, we need to see more bumper stickers on people's cars. Just the visual, just like the billboard. We need to see the symbol WBAI more, and people, when they tune in, they will plug in to the political, to the peace and justice, as well as to the inspiration.
Thank you. John Hoffman, if you would please unmute, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I agree about the signal being one of the most important things that WBAI offers. In the future, though, technology is certainly something that we should spend more time looking into, not only in terms of different ways to get the communication message out, but to better understand listenership and to better understand the key drivers of our audience. And that will help us in turn to figure out ways to grow that audience. There are many cities outside of the five Pacifica network stations that don't have this kind of programming.
Thank you. We're now going to move to the fourth topic. Benjamin, this is for you. What is your understanding of the role that unpaid staff play at WBAI? How do you think they should be represented? Please unmute yourself, and you have 2 minutes.
Well, I think considering our budget issues, unpaid staff are critical. I don't know the levels of current unpaid staff compared to historical, but I think unpaid staff are huge assets. They bring unique forms of knowledge. They might be specialists in music. They might be specialists in a certain type of cultural programming, and of course they're working for free, so they're valuable assets. They should be treated as such. And I think it's all our job, station management and LSB, to make sure that they have a place and that their work is supported.
Thank you. Hazel, would you please unmute? You have 30 seconds to respond. I think I have the wrong name here. I think I have a wrong name. Let's go with Scotty, and I'll figure this out.
Okay. I believe that the unpaid producers are doing most of the programming. I believe that there are some over 100, maybe 200 producers, maybe a small number of those are paid. They produce out of their passion, and we can represent them by supporting them and their programming and giving them feedback on the productivity of their program, the listenership of their programs. We should support them in any way that we can and recognize their organizations.
Thank you. Sarah, would you unmute, please? You have 30 seconds to respond to this question about the unpaid staff.
Funny, you mentioned Hazel. She's one of my slate mates. And the other night, she said something I'm going to quote. She said, unpaid staff are the bread and butter, the nuts and bolts of this station. And it is true. We all appreciate the paid staff, the engineers. They do a great job. But without unpaid staff, there is no BAI. And they must be heard from. It must be a primary goal of the management and the board to hear from the unpaid staff their concerns, their needs, their suggestions. And with the proper outreach to communities, we can build our unpaid staff.
Thank you. John Hoffman, would you please unmute? And you have 30 seconds to comment on this question.
Yes, thank you. I pretty much agree with everyone that the unpaid staff are essential, and they provide the foundation for the sound of the station, and their voices should be heard, and any board member should go out of their way to make sure that they listen to their voices and take that into consideration.
Thank you. Now, John Brinkley, please unmute. You have 30 seconds to comment on this question.
Yeah, the unpaid staff is critical to the success of the station. I think that they should have the similar rights as the paid unionized staff, and that we should raise enough money so that the unpaid could be at some point a paid staff, that they could have at least some compensation for their time.
Thank you. Now we're moving to the fifth and final question. Sarah Kleppner, this is your topic of the financial problems of WBAI and those of Pacific as a whole. How do you propose to resolve these problems?
Thank you. My understanding of the problem is that the costs are very high, and we are a grassroots network, and our income is not commensurate or for-profit endeavors. And so one of my suggestions regarding this is, I have a couple. One is that we spend a lot of money on electricity, and I think we should look into setting up solar panels. We don't own our building, but I'm sure there is a way that we can set up a solar panel array and offset the cost of our electricity. This is a fundraising question. So one of my suggestions for fundraising is a million hand-powered radios that can be cranked and then run. Radio is the most reliable form of communication because the internet is not reliable both politically and also electronically, and in times of crisis where the electricity is not on, radio can still work if people have hand-powered radios. And this is even can be this is a sustainability measure in terms of finances, and also can be seen as a sustainability measure in terms of recycling plastic. There's a company here in New Jersey that repurposes plastic that's not otherwise recycled. And 1 million radios can be made from plastic from the ocean. So we can clean up the oceans and make BAI and the people of New York more resilient in terms of our communications.
All right. Scotty, you have 30 seconds if you would unmute and respond.
I think that all producers should put in a plug for the WBA Buddy if they don't already. Although most people don't have a lot of money these days, I think most listeners of the station would be willing to donate $5. And if all of our listeners that we already have just donate $5 a month, in addition to all of the innovative ideas we have of bringing more listeners in, outreach to listeners directly to ask them, you know, what can we do better? Maybe each board member and even producers can reach out to, you know, 5 of their listeners a month. I mean, we get their information. They would be touched to be more involved with the station if we actually made a more personalized human connection with each, you know, listener that we can.
Thank you. John Hoffman, you now have 30 seconds. Would you unmute, please?
Yes, thank you. I would say the following, that I think WBAI does a tremendous job with the budget and the money that they raise. They do an awful lot with a little bit of money. And so I'm going to kind of go the same direction Sarah went, which is this an audience, and is there a big enough audience contributing enough money so that the station can meet its needs and or expand? And then it becomes more of a fundraising question, which is, are there different ways or different events that can take place to either expand the audience or expand fundraising?
Thank you. John Brinkley, please. You have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think for a long time, BAI and other stations have dug holes because of high real estate rental rate. But there was light at the end of the tunnel when we were able to get our audits done and now are qualifying for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting grants and other grants. And I think that we need a process of coming up with plans for accessing these grants and other sources of funding, but it can't be haphazard. It needs to be a comprehensive plan.
Benjamin, let's hear from you for 30 seconds. And I think Sarah said she wanted to add something that will be, I'm sure, very brief. So we'll hear from you, Benjamin, next.
Yeah, sure. I think one of our biggest challenges is the fact that we're just radio and radio's lost popularity to other forms of media. So it's critical that we demonstrate to everyone out there how interesting and how positive our programming is, how different it is to the vortex of bad media that surrounds us. And I think we do that by getting the schedule out, maybe getting bumper stickers out, building membership through tabling at street fairs, all this on the ground stuff that can be a first step towards increased listenership, increased membership.
Thank you, Benjamin. All right, Sarah, very briefly.
Yes, thank you so much. I just would like to add that I think grants can support a bus and subway ad campaign. People are looking for alternative information to the mainstream, and we can let them know that BAI exists with subway and bus ads funded by grants.
Thank you. Thank you all. Now we've come to the portion of the program where listeners can call in and put questions to you all candidates. The number is 212-209-2877. Each caller will have 30 seconds to ask a question, and each candidate will have 30 seconds to respond. And we will take as many questions as the time permits. Let's see if we have a first caller.
Hi there. Hello.
Yes, hello, hello. You're talking to the candidates here.
I know. I wish the moderator was more responsive. You waste a lot of time with the callers. I don't know how you can pay the producers more when there's not enough money now. I'd like to know, what are these lawsuits against BAI about? And then my third suggestion is that spin classes on Atlantic Avenue could be used to have listeners generate electricity. You could have health classes down there, and you can generate electricity by them spinning on the bicycles. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your question. Let's start with Benjamin for a 30-second response.
Sure. I recognize that caller, and I suppose I do agree with you. It's hard to pay bills if we're not bringing money in. So yes, I agree with that aspect as far as spin classes and electrical generation. I'm not sure I'm quite there. But thank you for your creative idea. Hello?
I'm sorry. 30 seconds, please, from John Brinkley.
I go back to, we need to establish a process for developing good ideas, critically analyzing them, and then implementing them. We can pay our producers, our non-pay producers, once we have the funds to do that, but that would all be in the planning of the expansion and growth of the station.
All right. Thank you. Let's hear from John Hoffman next. 30 seconds to respond. I believe the question was asking something about the lawsuits against WBAI. What are they?
Amongst other things, yes. I'm going to kind of answer the unpaid or paying more to the staff question. And again, I think the station board needs to develop a plan as to how they wish to proceed. And I think the components of our plan, I think everyone pretty much agrees, would be to grow the audience, which in turn would result in more effective or better fundraising efforts, and then grants.
Thank you. Scotty, next. Please unmute, Scotty. You have 30 seconds to respond to this question, the caller.
To my knowledge, the lawsuits aren't against WBAI. They're against Pacifica. So as far as I know, there are no lawsuits against WBAI currently. And in terms of an innovative idea to create more electricity to save us money, of course, that's why we want to have more outreach to the community, because community has ideas that will help us, as well as the ideas we will generate together as we proceed if we Indy Slate gets onto the board.
Okay. All right, Sarah, if you can respond to this caller.
Yeah, the courts are a double-edged sword, because anybody can file a suit. A lawsuit was how we got control of BAI back in 2019. So it's a double-edged sword. I'm not privy to the details of all lawsuits that are underway right now. There are, I think, there's more than one. Spin classes, sure, why not? It's actually the way of the future to generate electricity locally. But paying unpaid staff is possible with grants that provide stipends.
Thank you. I think we're ready to hear from the next listener caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I looked at the Indy Slate and Justice and Unity Slate, and I noticed that the Indy Slate is virtually all white, and the Justice and Unity Slate is majority people of color, though it's diverse. And so my question is, what is your position on critical race theory and Gary Null's recent attacks on critical race theory?
Thank you for your question. We'll start this time with John Brinkley, 30 seconds.
I think I discussed this with a friend of mine. I think it should have been called critical race analysis, because it does look at the history of racism in the United States. And I think that it would be good if it was included in the curriculum in an appropriate way throughout our educational system, because it's an analysis of how are we got to where we are and how things have evolved. So I, critical race theory, I call it critical race analysis.
All right. Thank you. We'll hear from John Hoffman.
Okay, thank you. I guess I would say this for me personally, and I think this is a personal question to some degree. I think that was the intent of the caller, that I am very open to different points of view. I do not feel like I'm pigeonholed into one group or kind of racial group even versus another. And I think that everybody should come to the local station board with very open minds and ideas.
All right. Scotty, you have 30 seconds to respond to this questioner.
Yes, as far as I know, I mean, I'm not white. I know you said mostly, but the revolutionary spirit does not have anything to do with color. It is important that we discuss critical race theory without attacking each other.
Sarah.
Yes. In my opinion, what's being called critical race theory is truth-telling about the history of the United States. It is extremely disturbing that teachers are being censored in states across the U.S. Now, some folks on the left, who I consider friends and allies, are opposed to paying special attention to issues of race. I disagree with that. I think that the history of the descendants of enslaved Africans in the U.S. must be acknowledged and confronted.
Thank you, Sarah. And finally, to address this question, we'll hear from Benjamin.
Sure. I think there's two sides of the coin. I don't have children in schools where critical race theory is being taught. I agree with its place in the schools because it tells us how we got to where we are. At the same time, I know Gary Null's viewpoints on authors like Robin DiAngelo, and I think there's some validity to what he says. People are individuals and they have their own experience. If somebody working for a large municipal public school system does not feel that they need, that it's mandatory that they should be forced to train, to attend a training in critical race theory because of their personal experiences, that's their opinion. I think there's validity to it.
Right. Thank you. I believe we have time for one more listener caller question.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Welcome to the debate.
Greetings to the beloved community. I just need to preface my question briefly. WBAI used to have producers that, and LSB and every other committee member would publish emails and voicemail phone numbers. So somehow there's such a profound disconnection from the community, something called report to the listener / report from the listener, all the call-ins and listeners and discussing when we're at a time of fascism. If you don't understand white supremacy, patriarchy, everything else, capitalist imperialism, everything else will confuse you. That's the way Bell Hooks said it. So my question is that we are in dangerous times. This is called fascism per Jason, Professor Stanley, how fashion works, the politics of us and them. So I need to hear some ways. And Sarah, those crank radios also have a solar panel too. So I would like to hear, in dangerous times where the country is unraveling and where Emmanuel Goldstein, all of us, as it were, from 1984, how do we save a station where basic democracy, transparency, and integrity has been lost? Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll start with John Hoffman to respond to this listener.
Okay, thank you. I believe there are still reports of the listeners. I think I heard one like in the last couple months, and I find them very informative personally to help me to kind of understand what's going on. I've also attended via Zoom station board meetings, and they're publicized as well. But to answer the other question about in times of fascism, how should we proceed, right? That's we have to address that through programming and diverse programming and open and honest programming. That's the mission of WBAI after all is said and done.
Right. Next will be Scotty. Scotty, you need to unmute. We can't hear you. Unmute.
Trying. We are in a precarious time, and producers are able to share on their own social media as well. We are not going to allow the us versus them narrative to continue. We are one as a society, and we are all pushing toward becoming closer to that understanding. And we have to continue to make sure that our programs are supporting this and noticing when they're not and giving them feedback to help them support them in that equality.
Thank you. Sarah, 30 seconds, please.
Yes. A crucial question, a historic question. And one suggestion is to rely on listeners, again, to promote the station, provide a printable PDF and for folks to print themselves and distribute in their neighborhoods. Also, a video which can be distributed on social media, which highlights BAI shows. Producers can select 15-second excerpts from their programs that convey the value of the program.
Thank you. Benjamin?
I'm sorry, can you paraphrase the question?
How do we save the station, WBAI, in these times of fascism?
Okay, I think it's just a matter of program diversity and emphasizing free speech. That's what WBAI has done. You know, it's free speech radio. It's pacifist radio, so we fight fascism with our values.
All right, and finally, John Brinkley.
Yeah, I think that BAI is the perfect place where we fight back against fascism by allowing free dialogue, as long as you don't say those seven, you know, prohibited words. And we have open discussion. We need to encourage our programmers and producers to have more time for listener input. But I think BAI and a few other stations are the last places where there is that open and free dialogue. And we need to encourage it and expand it.
Thank you all. Since we've had such a robust discussion, we have only 45 seconds each, which we can permit for the closing statements. It's live radio, we need to finish on time. So Scotty, you will be first, and you have 45 seconds for your closing statement. Scotty, we can't hear you.
Peace and justice. The Indy Slate will push for a peaceful, collaborative spirit of innovation without attacking each other, with making sure we bring into fruition the ideas that maybe have been suggested in the past but have not been made possible. My name is Scotty Battle, and I give hope to the future generation of this station, which will inherit the work we put into it to make it what it could be.
Thank you. Thank you. John Hoffman, you have 45 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I hope during today's debate, and I want to thank all the listeners and the fellow participants, I hope that my passion about the station and its mission came across. I really want to devote my talents and abilities and the financial world to help build on the foundation that the station has embarked on in terms of adding stability, which I think will grow the audience in the future. Please check out my profile. I endorse the Indy Slate as well. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. John Brinkley?
Yes, why vote for me and the Justice and Unity team? Well, I worked within organizations and across organizations all my adult life, both in leadership and support roles. These organizations have a positive track record of getting things done, like getting a free WBAI billboard on the New Jersey Turnpike, exit near exit 18. I can work with those who I may disagree with as long as it is about strategy to achieve a goal that we agree upon. This has happened when we jointly responded to defeat the referendum that would do away with the local boards and eventually lead to the selling of WBAI. We defeated that. Previously, we developed a comprehensive sustainability plan. We can do it again.
Thank you, Benjamin. And Sarah Kleppner, you have 45 seconds.
That was John Brinkley, not Benjamin.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Sarah?
It's not an exaggeration to say that BAI can help save the